Chapter 31. Uncle Sasha. Currigan's penthouse was actually a duplex apartment that consisted of the entire top two floors of the old building. Jack was surprised to see the place decorated in an ultra-contemporary style with clean lines and stylish Italian furniture. Classy place, he thought, as Vanya took him into the huge drawing room. The original patio windows were still in place and opened out onto a large balcony, which overlooked the full expanse of Central Park. On the balcony, an old man stood, speaking quietly on a cell phone, his back to the room. Vanya waited for the man to finish. Then, as the man turned and entered the room, said, "This is Jack Castle, Uncle. This is my uncle, Sasha Ivanovich Currigan." For a second, Jack was stunned. He realised he was staring and offered his hand. "Pleasure to meet you, sir." Currigan smiled and, as they shook hands, said, "You look surprised, Mr. Castle." Jack nodded slightly. "Yes, sorry, excuse me, sir." The man standing in front of him was the spitting image of the dead Alexei Currigan. "Twins, Mr. Castle. Identical twins. Although technically I am older than my brother by 17 minutes. And please, call me Sasha. May I call you Jack?" "Of course, sir. Sasha." The old mafia boss smiled. "Let's have a seat. Can we get you anything to drink, Jack? Vodka? Scotch?" "No, thank you, nothing. I gave up alcohol many years ago." "Ah, a man of willpower." Jack smiled. "Not that much." "I have to disagree, Jack. I believe you are a man of many virtues." "Not so sure that's completely accurate either," said Jack, smiling. "Loyalty and courage are the virtues I prize most, my friend, and certainly you have these." Jack smiled again. "Maybe I will have a drink. Water or Coke, please." The old man waved his hand. "Vanya, would you mind? And I'll have a small vodka, please." The drinks arrived and Jack raised his glass. "Nostrovia." Currigan nodded. "Ah, yes, of course, you speak Russian. You have a beautiful Russian wife and, of course, your father-in-law, the famous Dmitry Mikhailovich Orlov. Your brother had a problem with Dmitry. Does that problem become yours, Sasha?" The old man laughed. "Ah, yes, that problem. No, Jack. In this instance, the issue between them does not concern me. It was something many years ago when they were young. It was purely a personal matter. Nothing at all to do with business." "May I ask what the issue was?" The Russian smiled. "There was a fight over a woman in St. Petersburg, long before Dmitry met and married his English wife. But that's all I will say on the matter. You will have to ask him if you want to know the full story." Jack nodded and smiled as well. "I just might." "And talking of the full story, shall we begin, Jack?" The old man leaned back into the soft leather of the couch. The smiling face turned serious. "Tell me all you know about the death of my brother and the involvement of our esteemed president-elect." The meeting with Sasha Currigan ended a little after 9:30. The old boss had insisted a couple of his men should drive him to Penn Station, a courtesy Jack felt rather uneasy with at first. His imagination ran wild with thoughts of being driven out to some remote location and being left with a bullet in the back of his head. His irrational thoughts proved to be exactly that, when the two mafia men managed to get him to the station in time to catch the 10:15 express back to Washington.